anything. It passes away. Every grave, every piece of land that can be a qabr, it decorates itself. It adorns itself. And it is calling out to that believer that come get buried in me. Come and get buried in me. In this dunya, every light pole will be calling you to some guna. Everywhere there is an invitation to evil, to some sin in the dunya. The person is being invited. But he restrains himself. He is walking on the surface of the earth and he is restraining himself. He is putting a stone on his heart and he is restraining himself. Sometimes it is a pretty face, sometimes it is a bottle of wine, sometimes it is a drug, sometimes it is a haram deal. All different temptations in the dunya. The casino is calling, the disco is calling, everything is calling, illicit beloved is calling. And the person is restraining, he is restraining. Now the time for his mouth comes. Now the earth says, you were on my back and you pleased my creator. Now come into my belly and see how wonderfully I am going to treat you. So every place that can be a qabr, it adorns itself, it decorates itself. There is no grave among them which doesn't wish that this person must be buried in that grave. Every grave also wishes that you must be buried in me. Now imagine, we look at that qabr, it's such a frightful sight. But imagine that pious Muslim, now we have put him there in the janaza khana, in the qabristan, and those qabrs are all calling out to him. Hey, come to me, look at my decoration. No, come by me, this is my decoration. And Setsab is making wuzu there in the back. Another Setsab is parking his car. Another Setsab is taking a cool stroll and coming. You think that Mayat is happy? The Mayat wants to go now. All those qabrs are calling out. The family are waiting to receive him. Malaika are waiting to receive him. All the ni'mats of Jannat are waiting. The door of Jannat is waiting to be opened up for him. And we... Imam Sahib, one more minute. Don't we know we're coming for janaza namaz, we must come there in wuzu and everything. The time has been announced, we must make sure we are there before the time. This is really a sad state of affairs when it comes to our janaza namazes, you know. Once the time has been announced, the lash is there and the Imam Sahib is there, we'll read the namaz and finish. All these people who are still taking a stroll and still waiting for this one and waiting for that one, be giving taklif to that mayat. So we must make wasiyat. We must make wasiyat. I make wasiyat to you that if I pass away, then quickly as possible must have the janaza namaz and bury. Quickly as possible. Don't wait for all and sundry. Quickly as possible. Who is there? Make the janaza namaz, bari. Finish. So that is my wasiyat to you. And we must make this wasiyat to our children, our family members. Don't wait for everybody. Whoever is there, make the janaza finish. Let the person go. How much more we want to keep him back now? He's a mu'min. He's a believer. There are wonderful things waiting for him there. Why are we holding him back? So the qabrs also, they call out to this person. And then we did one hadith previously with regards to the malaika accompanying the janaza. They say, to understand how the malaika accompany the janaza. You know, when a soldier passes away, so they have that, what they call, 21 gun salute or something, eh? They shoot that. And all the soldiers come there in uniform and they're marching and all that. And they give honor to that soldier that has passed away. When this banda who was fighting his nafs his whole life, when he passes away, so those malaika come like that, not 21 gun salute, 70,000 gun salutes. 70,000 malaika come. And they accompany this janaza. They walk with this janaza, they march like soldiers, they march. And they give this janaza, like this is a special person that we are escorting into the akhirat. They take the janaza like that and they go. So what a wonderful thing if we pass away with iman. What a wonderful thing if we pass away with amal salih. All these ahadith we are doing for the akhirat. How wonderful if we are prepared and we pass away in a state that our Allah is happy with us. So we need to assist one another. We need to help one another to remain upon Sirat-e-Mustaqim. We need to help one another to pass away with iman. We are doing in that 21st Sipara, we did the meaning of that one ayat, Al-Akhillau Yawma Izim Ba'duhum Li Ba'din Aduun Illa Al-Muttaqeen. That friends will be enemies to one another on the day of Qiyamah, except those who have got taqwa. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, under that ayat of the Quran Sharif, he mentions, he says that there will be, he's giving explanation, that there will be two friends, believers, two mu'min friends. So these mu'min friends, the one will pass away. When he passes away and he sees all the bounties now, you know, his qabr is decorated, his qabr is so big and Allah Pak is happy with him and all these different bounties he is going to see. So immediately he will think that, you know, I owe this to my friend. My friend in the dunya, I owe this to him. If it wasn't for him picking me up for namaz, I wouldn't have made it. If he shouldn't, you know, give me that push all the time, I wouldn't have got all these things. So immediately he makes dua to Allah. That, Ya Allah, that friend of mine in the dunya, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been able to remain. I'm telling you in my own words now. He didn't give all the heavy details, he had all the masalas and everything. I'm just giving you explanation. Right? So that friend will tell Allah Pak, that my friend there in the dunya, keep him also on piety and let him pass away also with his iman intact. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this person and says to him that don't worry, you don't worry. What rewards we have got in store for him is so great that his eyes also will become cool. So don't have fikr about your friend. Your friend also will be taken care of. So then when that friend passes away, now on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call these two friends together. And Allah Pak will tell the one friend, now tell me about your friend. Talk to me about your friend. So this person now, he will start praising this friend of his. He will praise him with the best of praises and he will beg Allah Pak that, no, give him very high stages in Jannat and reward him abundantly. You know, he saw for me in the dunya. Then Allah Pak will tell the other friend, now you tell me about this friend. And he too will praise his friend and he will talk very highly about his friend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unite the two of them in Jannat and grant them high darajat in Jannat. On the other hand, friends who are friends for evil, friends who are friends for guna. The one friend is lying to the other friend's wife. No, he was with me, don't worry. But all the time he was somewhere else, doing something else. They're making a break for one another. The one friend is taking the other friend away from the masjid instead of bringing him close to the masjid, dragging him to the casinos, dragging him to the discos, making him do all haram things, wrong things. Now, those type of friends, when they pass away, so when this person passes away and he sees the punishment in the qabr and he sees the wrath of Allah and all the bad things there, so he will make dua to Allah. That, oh Allah, that friend of mine in the dunya, is his fault that I am in this natija today. So that friend, don't let him change. He must also pass away on evil. And he must also get all this. And then when that other friend also passes away on Maidan-e-Hashar, on Qiyamah, Allah Pak will bring these two together. So Allah Pak will ask the one, now tell me about this friend of yours. Then he will complain. He will say, Ya Allah, this person, the worst person, he took me to all the wrong places, he made me do the evil. When I wanted to do something right also, he kept me away. And the other friend will say the same thing. And both of them like that, they will be flung into the fires of Jahannam. So as friends, we have neighbors, we have people in the community, fellow musallis, we must be assisting one another, we must be helping one another to attain Jannat. Help one another. And don't hurt the heart of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You mustn't hurt the heart of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, Allah Pak mentions in the Quran Sharif that one of the major sababs, one of the major causes of people getting punished is the statement of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rabb, inna ha'ula'i qawmul la yu'minun. That Ya Allah, after I did everything, all my efforts for these people, they don't want to bring iman, they don't want to come right, they don't want to do the right thing. With what pain Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have made that statement. Rahmatul lil alameen, most merciful. And he reaches a point where he tells Allah Pak, Ya Rabb, inna ha'ulai qawmul la yu'minun. It's like a plea, a cry from the heart. That they just don't want to listen. They just don't want to come right. So that cry, you know, Allah Pak loves Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like no lover ever loved any beloved. We don't understand the level of love that Allah Pak has got for Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That one Shahjah, he wanted to show his love, he made Taj Mahal. He wanted to express his love for his wife, he built the Taj Mahal. Here in the dunya, some person wants to express his love for his wife, he buys a fancy motor car. He wants to express his love for his wife, he changes the curtains every 6 months. The wife says, no, new curtains came, all right, fine, no problem. For you, my love, anything. New curtains, right? Go, fine.